it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
Let's put on some music and get those tops off.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You know, a little preview of the NBA draft right there. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black. Joe Spano off today. Senator Roberto and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the attack, Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, the various different ways, devices, and platforms you can use to get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that is this. Look, here in the East Coast, 8:07 and 9 seconds, heading towards 10, well, 11, 12, 13, you get the point. You're getting ready to get out the door. You just copped your shower. You're grabbing a cup of coffee. And man, do I have a cup of great coffee in front of me this morning. We'll talk about that on the other side. But look, you're heading to the gym, you're heading to work, you're heading to the beach. It's summer. People are starting to take vacation time, everything else. You're not stopping your day. You're not doing anything along those lines to tune into a particular radio station. What you are doing is finding out exactly how you can listen to Spano and Black. Yeah, that would be us. And go in that direction and have a good time. Well, that's what it's about. And we're talking iHeart, we're talking TuneIn, we're talking Stitcher, we're talking all the different platforms. You're on your Android, you're on your laptop, you're on your whatever, doesn't matter, iPhone. You're even sitting in a big old bulky PC like I am. You can grab it. It's all that matters. Most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. Those kids, those guys and girls are out there every single day protecting our sorry behinds and enabling me to sit here, sip my coffee, and talk to you guys about what's going on in the world of sports. Well, guess what? Don't take it for granted. We don't. And our relationship with the American Forces Radio Network is outstanding. We're going to continue it for a long time to come. Let's tap on the brakes. On the other side, we'll set the table for this edition of The Attack. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Well, sounds like a winner to me. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Roberto out on the West Coast, making sure it stays on the air. We set the table for today's edition of the Attack, and It's basketball. I mean, and with one little football story mixed in there, and I'm going to start with that so I can get it out of the way. So we'll have some fun with that. But, you know, it's all about the NBA draft, which is tonight. And we're going to have the senior VP of the Orlando Magic on, Mr. Pat Williams, at 40 after hour number two. And you know, it'll be fun. It'll be fun. Believe me, I'm going to break down some of these players because I've seen all of them. And when I mean all of, when I say all of them, I mean all of them. The, when you look at some of these players in the draft and you look at, some of these West Coast guys like Markkanen and Markel Fultz and you know, Lonzo Ball, I guarantee you most of the people talking about it have not seen a lot of these players. They've seen some of it, mostly in the tournament. But I guarantee you if you were looking for an evaluation of Markel Fultz, a lot of these people that are talking about him have just watched tape of when he played at Washington. And that's it. And you know, I watch West Coast hoops. You know, I'll stick around and watch the Saturday afternoon game. I watch during the week sometimes. Not all of it, but a lot of it. And we'll get to that right after this. But Derek Carr is about to become the highest paid quarterback in football. They're cutting a deal with him that will average 25 mil per season. This according to Adam Schefter and league sources. Derek Carr has said nothing is done yet, but this doesn't get out there without it being pretty damn close. And, you know, like I said, just to break up the monotony of basketball a little bit, here's a second-round pick in 2014 who is not the best quarterback in football. That honor still goes to Brady. And depending on what happens with the shoulder, because I am worried about that, Andrew Luck would be my guy. However, what Derek Carr has done as a second-round pick, who made $5.37 million over 4 years, which doesn't suck in my land, but in football world, does. He's earned it. And, you know, here's a guy that on a day in, day out basis, and you look at last year, in the 15 games he played before he broke his leg, almost 4,000 yards, 28 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. That is what is remarkable for me. He is accurate. And the funny thing was, and I, you know, look, I'm always upfront about stuff. When he came into the draft out of Fresno State, the stats were there. He was playing above the level of his competition. And then I saw him play one of the bowl games down in Florida. I want to say the Outback, but I could be wrong about that. And he screwed the pooch. And he didn't play well in his conference championship game. And I thought to myself, all right, here's a guy playing the stats. And, you know, he'll come in with the hype. You know, his brother was a number one overall pick. And, you know, we'll see how it plays out. Now, I wasn't against Oakland taking him because they took him with a second round pick. You know, at one point, he was taking number one overall, I mean, not number one overall, first round evaluations off the scouts. But some of them started to see the same things I saw. And they looked, you know, let's be honest about it. You know, when you're Fresno State and you're playing Montana State, that's one thing. You know, when you're playing Nebraska, that's another thing. And they were seeing some of what I saw was, you know, decision-making process. Big arm. Make all the throws. No question about it. But they weren't quite sold on his ability to evolve into a first-class quarterback. Well, Oakland rolled the dice, got him, and he's turned into exactly that. And he's earned the money that he's about to receive. What it means for their team is, number one, they put together a first-rate offensive line in Oakland. Everybody from Gabe Jackson to Donald Penn. Osamile has evolved into a Pro Bowl caliber guard. They also have, you know, Marshawn Lynch signing up is going to make a difference. We'll see whether or not the rust of laying out a year gets knocked off. But DeAndre Washington is no slouch either. You know, 87 attempts for 487 yards, 5.4 average. You know, I always look for the average, not the yards. And, of course, those wide receivers. And Michael Crabtree, who still has something left, but as a number two receiver, because that's what he is. You know, and again, 29 years of age. But the reality is, here's a guy better suited as a number two, was pressured into being a number one, got money to play as a number one. Didn't play out that way. But last year in 16 games, cracked 1,000 yards as the number two receiver. Teaming up, of course, with Amari Cooper and Jared Cook. You know, they got themselves a damn good football team there. And truthfully, I would have loved to have seen what would have happened in the playoffs had they not had to go to Matt McGloin and Connor Cook in the playoffs as opposed to having Derek Carr back there. Because, I mean, let's be honest about it. You know, take it all the way back to the opening of the season last year, and some of you may not remember, but, you know, they won a lot of games by the skin of their teeth, including that riverboat gambler move by Jack Del Rio in the game against the Saints. Well, you know, were they quite ready to win and take the next step? Perhaps not. But I would have liked to have seen it. I would have liked to have seen it play out with Derek Carr as quarterback. You know, for the rest of it, Derek Carr had stated that I'm not going to negotiate once the season starts. So the little bit of leverage he had was out there, and he was saying, let's get it done. And they want a smooth transition. When they go to Vegas, because don't forget, that window slammed shut quickly. in the NFL. You know, but they want that window open when they go to Vegas. They want to hit the ground with a splash. Their defense is first rate, led by Khalil Mack. A little overrated in some areas. But they continue to build that. Special teams are always solid with the Raiders. And they hope to have it in gear by the time they hit the sands of Vegas. And I think they're going to. Locking up Derek Carr, for the good reasons, not the bad reasons, is the way to go. So, let's see how it plays out. But it's going to be 25 mil, thereabouts, long term. A lot of guaranteed money. Cap it, of course. Next step, sign Khalil Mack. We'll tap on the brakes, step aside, NBA, right after this short timeout.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome back to the Attack. And Bob Black here at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. We got us the legend, Pat Williams, at 40 after hour number two. And we'll have some fun with that. No superstars got traded yesterday. And that was, I don't know, I guess a little bit of a surprise with what's been going on. Rumors, however, still abound that stuff is going to get moved. People are going to get moved. Big time stars are going to get moved. You know, everybody from Paul George to Jimmy Butler to Kristaps Porzingis. And we'll see. You know, up here in New York yesterday, I couldn't get enough hold of enough newspapers that were freaking out. He ain't going anywhere, not unless they get the blowaway deal. But Phil don't mess around. You know, Phil put his NBA Hall of Fame legend on the line by taking the job in New York. And I think he's had enough of being beaten up and all that kind of good stuff. But then he kind of put Porzingis on notice that you don't run this team. I do. And I love the kid. And the kid wants to win. And at 7'3", with the athletic ability, and don't forget, people, he won the skills competition at the NBA All-Star game this year. You know, he's got what it takes to be a building block superstar. But the Knicks suck. So, you know, it's they're not too thrilled with him right now and vice versa. And, you know, no matter how you look at it, I don't know if a divorce is imminent. Winning seems to cure a whole lot of things. But I wouldn't be too thrilled right now if I'm a Knicks fan at the way things are doing, the way things are going. You know. And part of it, you know, let's be honest about it. There's a whole lot of animosity now. There's a whole lot of antagonism now. Now, all of a sudden, stories are coming out that Phil had to be talked into taking Porzingis. That Clarence Gaines was the actual guy who made the decision. But, you know, look, scouts are out there, and their job is to sell the GM. You know. And there were plenty of good players in the draft last year. Maybe Porzingis ends up being the best of the group. But we'll see. You know, how his future, if there is one, plays out. You know, it's a brand new basketball game. I think the bigger issue for the Knicks is whether or not forcing the triangle in today's day and age is going to force players off this team. You know, it's, I mean, with the athleticism that they had on the team last year, and Derrick Rose played healthy for most of the year, they didn't take advantage of it. You know, I mean, look, Carmelo's a ball stopper. Everybody knows that. But you got to push the ball today. You know, coaching instability, 3 coaches in 2 seasons. You know, what needs to happen here is after the draft, when they don't move him, like I said, unless they get blown away, which could happen. He needs to, Phil, get together with this kid, you know, send the jet over. Dolan could afford it. Bring him back or go over there. I don't know if he's ever been to Latvia. Go. Go see the country. You're single. Maybe you meet a nice girl. And you know, get it done. I mean, because if you don't end up trading this kid, the year after next will be his final one on his rookie contract. And unless there's significant progress here, he's going to walk. You know, and anybody who thinks he's not, you're not paying attention to what's going on in the NBA right now. Players leave money on the table. Now, I mean, I don't know if I would do it, because they talk about the fact that no matter which free agent, when they do an opt-out, because of bird rights and various different things within the cap and the way the CBA is written, they can offer anywhere between $40 and $50 million more. Well, you know, that's a lot of money to leave on the table. But the track record that we've seen is that players are willing to do it because they want to win. Well, the first thing that impressed me with Kristaps Porzingis was the fact that he wanted to win. He was respectful of the Knicks. He was respectful of Phil. He was respectful of Carmelo. Whichever coach was in the chair at the given moment, you never heard him say a bad thing about the coach. And anytime, if you watch Knick basketball, and they'd catch him at halftime after he had a big first half, the first thing he'd do is say, no, I don't care about statistics. We just need to win the game. And that wasn't PR speak. This kid wants to win. And there hasn't been a whole lot of winning going on with the Knicks. So, you know, they should be worried. And Phil wants to get into the top three without giving up his current draft pick. And the rumor has it that they would grab Josh Jackson, which I think Tatum's the better player. And we'll get into that in a couple minutes. But the top three is Boston. The top two is the Lakers. And man, I can't even remember the last time the Lakers and the Knicks hooked up in a trade. But it would have to be a couple of young players and their number two and give up Porzingis. And when I say a couple of young players, you know who I'm talking about. I mean, the Lakers are starting to bleed to a certain degree. Nick Young opted out. Nick Young could be replaced, but he did that yesterday. You know, the Lakers, for the moves that they're making, which are good moves, you know, they still are devoid of talent in many areas. You know, they got the expiring of Brook Lopez, and maybe Phil would insist upon him in a deal. I mean, Julius Randle, Lopez, and the number two for Porzingis. I think he'd consider it. Maybe Jordan Clarkson. I don't know. Clarkson's a damn good player. I don't know if Magic could go for it. you know. But it's drama land here in New York. And not just the drama of the NBA draft. You know, they can't. The reputation of the Knicks is so bad right now. And you talk about players that don't want to come to play for one of the legendary franchises in the NBA. It's a sad state of affairs. And I've been in Phil's corner since he got here. But it's hard to stay there right now. They seem to be in complete chaos. We won't be in chaos on the other side. I'm Bob Black. We'll be back.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
Hello, this is X-14.
Are you the head Martian?
Yeah, I'm the head Martian. If I ever run into you, I'm going to break your arm off and shove it down your throat.
Well, you just can't do that, Mr. Martian, because you don't know where I am.
Well, in that case, I guess I'll just have to blow up the planet Earth.
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, the way I've been feeling the last 2 weeks, man, believe me, I wouldn't mind. But it's getting better. It's getting better. It really is. Doesn't sound like it, but it is. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. But, yeah, it's all about the NBA right now. And you know, look, there's some headlines out there, you know, not the least of which is what the hell is Danny Ainge doing? And that's all well and good. He's got a lot of assets to move around. We'll see whether or not the draft night intrigue continues and whether or not somebody really comes at him with an offer for a veteran that blows him out of the water for the number three overall. And maybe they do. But, you know, Danny, for all of his accumulation of draft picks after the heist of the Brooklyn Nets, still has not produced a championship. And trading out of the number one, and they're split right down the middle in Boston. You got the "we have faith in Danny" camp that is there because of the fact that under his stewardship, they did win a championship in 08. And then he was able to turn all those aging stars into all the assets he's accumulated now. But they still haven't survived the Eastern Conference Finals. Now, it's been a step-by-step process. They got to 50 wins. They won their division. They had the most wins in the conference. But they still lost to LeBron. The next step next year for them has to be getting out of the Eastern Conference and facing Golden State. And, you know, let's be honest about it. I don't see the superstar on that team that is going to take them there. I am thoroughly convinced after Chicago went up 2-0 in that series, beating Boston in the TD, that they were going to win that series, probably in five games, because Rajon Rondo was a nightmare for them to match up against. Isaiah Thomas could not guard him. And he was blowing past Marcus Smart as well, who's an all-NBA defensive guy. So how do they address that? That's number one. They don't have the big man in place that I believe they need. That's number two. You know, I'll say to my dying breath in this chair, which hopefully won't happen in the 40 hour, Al Horford is playing out of position and continues to play out of position. He's being very well compensated for playing out of position. But he's 31 years old. When big men finally break down, it happens very quickly. He's the highest paid player on the team. He's making 20 plus million a year. They are invested in him big time. And before he starts to slow, they got to get a championship. Because it's not going to be Zeller, and it's not going to be any of the other seven-footers that are chucking three-pointers out there. It's nice they can do that, but it's not going to win them a championship. So I'll be curious to see what he does. I mean, I can't possibly see he and the Nets, he and the Knicks making a deal, because quite frankly, Porzingis would be the final piece. But it would have to be the number three this year. It would have to be the Brooklyn Nets unprotected pick next year. You know, and probably another pick on top of that, and probably Jay Crowder, because that's the only way the salaries would match up. And supposedly, Danny Ainge won't pull the trigger with the number three and Jay Crowder for Jimmy Butler. Now, I'm sorry, I like Jay Crowder, but Jimmy Butler's a better player. And Jimmy Butler's in his prime. And Jimmy Butler's averaging 24 points a game. So, you know, I think the intrigue starts there. Everybody's saying that the actual intrigue starts at number four. Not so much. I mean, look, Fault is going to be number one, and we'll start breaking this down a little more, you know, later on. But, and it looks like Ball is going to be number two, unless for some reason they trade out, because they do need somebody to run that team. Will it be Josh Jackson or Jason Tatum? I don't know. I would take Tatum. I mean, he's an offensive machine. And Jackson does not have a good shot. As athletic as he is and the motor that he has, and I think he's going to be a very good player. Don't misunderstand me. But he doesn't shoot well. He only makes 57% of his three throws. He's intimidated up at the line. And that's not a good thing in the NBA, particularly in clutch time. You know, De'Aaron Fox, Dennis Smith Jr., Jonathan Isaac. I think he's one of the wild cards in this draft. And then, you know, Markkanen and Nokina, Collins, you know, the other Jackson. There's all kinds of possibilities. Because about 3 through 12 in the draft, I think a lot of it is just your interpretation and what your particular need is. Now, there's a couple players that I'm high on that I would pick, particularly if I needed a guard. And that's De'Aaron Fox, who absolutely schooled Lonzo Ball in the tournament. And Dennis Smith Jr., who I think could end up being the best player in this draft. But with that being said, it becomes a crapshoot after a certain point. You know, let's start breaking it down a little bit. And we're going to do this right up until we get to Pat. You know, here's a guy in Fultz who's 6'4". He's a one and done. His team played to a .290 winning percentage. I've heard a bunch of scouts say that doesn't matter. Well, it actually does matter. You still got to make the people around you better. You know, he's got a 6'10 wingspan. He's got an NBA body. He finishes at the rim. He can shoot, particularly posting up the smaller guys. He, in today's game, he's what you need. You know, he's got all kinds of step back, crossover. You know, he knows how to use his size. He's just a tough defensive guard. He also passes the basketball. I mean, he has the ability to make the people around him better. He didn't do it on the collegiate level. That's kind of the one red flag in his game. But, I mean, this is a guy that, you know, going all the way back, he was a 2016 McDonald's. He was a Jordan Classic, five-star guy. Team USA under 18 that won the Worlds. Best player in the state of Maryland. You know, 25 points, 6.3 rebounds, 6.4 assists, and almost two steals. Works on his jump shot. Works hard. Doesn't have too much of a mid-range game. but he can play. And he has the potential to be great. I've heard the comparisons to James Harden. Nope. I don't think so at all. First of all, he plays defense. And Harden never dreamed of playing defense. Second, he's a better physical specimen than Harden. He's going to be a better rebounder than Harden. And I don't think he's going to have the shot that Harden's going to have. Jason Kidd is more of a physical comparison, but he has a better shot than Kidd ever dreamed of having. Which takes us to Lonzo Ball. You know, here's a guy too. 6'6", 6'9" wingspan. Got the NBA body. He's a pass-first guy. You know, he has amazing court vision and basketball IQ. And he does not want to have the ball in his hands all the time. And I mean that in a good way. He's not a guy that is sitting there going, well, I'm in charge here. Let me do this. He makes sure his teammates get the ball at exactly the right spot. Now, he got schooled on defense. Everybody saw the tournament game with De'Aaron Fox. And that's gonna, you know, that's gonna be something he's gonna have to work on. He evidently came into the workouts out of shape. He's gonna have to work on his body. Because for a guy his size, he does get moved around a little bit. He's got a weird looking jump shot. But he manages to get his shot in off the dribble. You know, and then the other, you know, the clown in the room is LeVar. Now, personally, once you move into a professional environment, I don't think they're going to have any problem with that. You know, he can run around L.A. running his mouth all he wants. He'll just be another big fat guy talking smack. His kid will be doing it on the court. And that's all the Lakers need. Like I said, unless the Lakers move out, he's going to be the guy. It is the right pick. And Magic will get after him to work. You know, he'll get him in the weight room. Let's tap on the brakes. When we come back, we'll get to one more prospect before we get out the door on hour one. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You know, it's the same garbage from last week's game. I'm beginning to recognize things.
Yeah, well, get used to it. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Next up in the pecking order, at least, in the particular mock that I'm looking at, is Josh Jackson. But I'll give you some background on Josh because I saw a lot of him playing. Here's a guy who can do everything except shoot. And his jump shot is lacking. It's something he's going to have to work on very hard. There's one thing about guys that don't have great shots. And, Marcus Smart comes to mind with Boston. Sometimes they just don't get it. And if it doesn't happen for Josh Jackson, then he's going to be a good, serviceable player in the NBA with offensive limitations because he does everything else well. He rebounds. He plays defense. He dishes. He's a leader on the court. He can try to take a game over. He's tough all the way around. Great wingspan. But he can't shoot. At least as of right now. And as I said, 54% from the charity stripe. That's not good. And he's got to get it down. Otherwise, he's not going to be a bust. But he's going to be one of those guys that they're going to go, well, we should have drafted him with the 15th pick or the 20th pick as opposed to the 3rd pick. And that's a fact. That's a fact. So we'll see. If I'm the Celtics and I hold on to that pick, I take Tatum. But that's me. That's it for this hour of the Attack. Stay tuned. Hour two, we got more NBA in front of us because you know what's better than the NBA, and that's more NBA. I'm Bob Black. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump tells an Iowa rally last night that Democrats will not vote for a Republican-crafted health bill, no matter what it looks like.
Because they're obstructionists.
And Senator Bernie Sanders essentially confirming what Trump said last night.
Tell the Republican leadership, no, we're not going to throw millions off of health insurance in order to give huge tax breaks to the wealthiest people in this country.
Within the next hour, Senate Republican leaders are scheduled to detail the health care bill they've been crafting. an elite Canadian sniper crushing a world record for the longest confirmed kill shot as he takes out an ISIS fighter in Iraq from a distance of 2.1 miles. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Hi, this is John Taffer from Bar Rescue. I've seen firsthand what restaurant owners can do with the capital to manage cash flow gaps. Cabbage is so important. Cabbage provides lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and get a decision right away. Withdraw funds without reapplying. I signed up and had a decision in minutes. Cabbage has helped over 100,000 small businesses from every industry. Get started at cabbage.com/owner or 855-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
Tropical Storm Cindy is causing, as expected, very heavy rains along the Gulf Coast, and officials are warning flash flooding and tornadoes are also still a threat. The storm making landfall earlier this morning near the Texas-Louisiana border, with about 15 inches of rain expected in some areas now. Cindy's expected to then turn northeast, moving inland, and Tennessee's already bracing for flooding. President Trump's expected to make the case for Los Angeles hosting the 2024 Summer Olympic Games when he meets with the head of the IOC today.
The head of the International Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach, will meet with President Trump at the White House today. The president is expected to talk to Bach about the bid by Los Angeles to host the 2024 Olympic Summer Games, according to the LA Times. Los Angeles and Paris are locked in a close race for 2024. Olympic leaders have signaled their desire to name two winners, giving 2024 to one city and 2028 to the other.
That's Joe Gomez. This is USA Radio News.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. Get unbeatable deals on top quality pre-finished hardwood and bamboo flooring from just $149. $1 off per square foot on beautiful Bellawood hardwood. Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 50% off. And North American and European laminate up to 36% off. Plus, clearance deals on small lots, closeouts, and more from 59 cents at your local store. And special financing. Hurry, get to the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators today.
Some faith-based leaders in California are urging that state's Democratic Governor Jerry Brown to support the expansion of sanctuary city policies by passing what's being called the California Values Act. The Reverend Dr. Art Cribbs is a spokesman for the Interfaith Movement for Human Integrity.
No one should live with fear. No one should go to bed worried if their homes are safe, their children are safe, because of who they are.
Cribbs says he's encouraged that SB 54 has cleared the state Senate and is now working its way through assembly committees. He says he hopes it'll be on Brown's desk very soon. The National Association of Personal Financial Advisors now offering tips to help consumers avoid high-cost fees and commissions. CEO Jeffrey Brown says financial advisors are compensated along three basic methods, and the key is to understand each one of them.
I think consumers should always ask their advisor or potential advisor how they're compensated, and specifically if they're fee-only, fee-based, or commission-only. If an advisor gives a complicated response, that's definitely a red flag.
Brown also says it's important for consumers to understand the product fees they're paying to ensure that they're making the most of their retirement savings. And actor George Clooney is making more money with this deal than he's ever made acting. He's selling his tequila business to the British alcohol beverage company Diageo for about $1 billion. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Well, indeed we are. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Cindy Roberto out on the West Coast. Joe's off today. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline, USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, blah, 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 blah. Takes us along for the ride each and every day. You know the drill. Platforms, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. I'm forgetting something. I don't care. The website. Our website. The website. The only website worth looking at. Well, maybe. Click on the Listen Live button. There we are. Thing that's great about it, and we've won awards for it, mostly in adult videos. It's literally the ease of which you can navigate your way around. And like I said, first of all, you just click Listen Live. There we are. It's a beautiful thing. However, if you're intrigued by other shows on the network, as well you should be, there are all the interviews. And I mean, some serious stuff. You know, we have the legends literally of everything. All sports, entertainment, music. I think the only thing we haven't done in this network is interview a Beatle. But, you know, considering there's only two of them left, we might want to get to that. But look, for us, it really does matter. Quality of the site, where we go about doing things. You know. And it's good stuff. And like I said, legends. You know, we have everybody. Jabbar, Walton, Russell, since we've been talking a lot of NBA. For us, you can hear all of it there and the American Forces Radio Network. It's literally the way to go. And that's pretty cool stuff all the way around. Come back. We're going to set the table for hour two of the Attack. Don't go anywhere.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists. All free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Is that beautiful or what?
Yeah. Maybe it falls into the or what category, but hell, what do I know? 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. And look, we have fun on this show. We get serious where we need to be, but one of the more fun times is draft time of any sport, but specifically the NBA, because there's so much intrigue leading up to it. I mean, it literally, you know, nobody is sacred. Nobody's safe, you know, with the except few. You know, Westbrook isn't going anywhere. Durant isn't going anywhere. Yeah, LeBron ain't going anywhere. At least on their terms. He will on his terms. Steph isn't going anywhere. So, you know, we'll see how it plays. And tonight will be fun. And I was actually, what's great, I was actually supposed to be somewhere tonight that I forgot that I had an obligation. Everybody canceled, which is beautiful. Because now I can sit back, get a little liquored up, enjoy the process, write down my little notes for tomorrow's show, and we'll have a good time. So let's keep rolling. I talked about Josh Jackson, and like I said, I think he's going to be a good player in this league. He has the potential to be a very good player. He has potential to be a star. But I don't know that he's worthy of the number three pick with the lack of outside shot. And to me, that's the biggest question. If I'm Boston, and again, to a certain degree, it's duplication of assets with Josh Jackson, I go Jason Tatum. The guy is just a flat-out scoring machine. You know, he's lean. He needs to put a little more weight on. But, man, he can score. He can score. And he's got a huge wingspan. 6'11 wingspan. And he just fills it up. I mean, you know, if you watched Duke basketball, he just fills it up. And it doesn't, you know, it's step backs, it's crossovers. He does a spin move. You know, he can stop literally whenever he wants. You know, he makes the effort on defense. He covers the court in like four steps. You know, is he consistent on defense? Not yet. But he will be in the NBA because, unlike jump shooting, defense in the NBA can be taught. And it's effort. And when you look at the pedigree, you know, 2016 Gatorade National Player of the Year, Gatorade National Male Athlete of the Year, McDonald's All-American, Jordan Classic, 3 gold medals in USA basketball program, the under-19, the under-17, and the under-16. All-ACC freshman, third-team All-ACC, which I don't know what the hell they're looking at. He's going to score a lot of points in the NBA. He's smart. You know, he had an opportunity to go to a lot of programs. I was listening to his mom yesterday. And she said, you know, he could have played anywhere. He was recruited to every single major university in the country. He wanted to go to Duke. And not just because of Coach K. Because Kentucky wanted him real bad. Where he would have been a one and done there too. But K got him. Went to class. Smart kid. De'Aaron Fox next up, speaking of Kentucky. 6'3", closer to 6'1". Fastest guy in the draft, except for maybe Dennis Smith. People are leaving out Dennis Smith, and we'll get to him in a couple minutes. You know, he's got great touch. Big men cannot guard him on the pick and roll. Can't do it. You know, the consistent jump shot is where it's at, but he makes a decent amount of them. And as he got towards March and he continued to work on his game, his percentages actually went up. His pull-up jumpers went from 31% to 55%, and his spot-ups went from 20 to 36. The thing about him is, you know, every once in a while he plays out of control. But here's another guy, you know, was recruited by Kansas, Louisville, and LSU, chose Kentucky. Naismith All-America First Team, McDonald's All-America, Jordan Classic, Nike Hoop Summit, MVP of the Jordan Classic. Shared it with Malik Monk, who we'll get to in a couple of minutes. First team, All-SEC. You know, the knock on all these guys in college, streaky shooter. But man, he does everything else right. And he'll build the body up. He's only 170 pounds. He'll play at a buck 80. Buck 85 as he grows into his body. You know, these kids are 18 years old. Let's not forget. And they're playing basketball. They're not going to put on the freshman 15. And like I said, I'm going in no particular order here. I'm up on NBADraft.net, which is a nice site. It gives you a pretty good breakdown of the players, too. I'll give them a little free pop here. Takes us to Jonathan Isaac. In the six hole, where they have him going to Orlando. Now, you know, they have De'Aaron Fox going to Sacramento. Isaac, I mean, the potential is just... The problem with Orlando, and we'll talk to Pat about that, they've drafted a lot of guys over the years with potential. Some of them have panned out. A lot of them have moved on. It's cost coaches their jobs. It's cost GMs their jobs. So, you know, do they go with a Jonathan Isaac type? Or do they go with a guy like Dennis Smith? Personally, I'd go with Dennis Smith. Because I know what he can do on a basketball court. Or Malik Monk. where he's projected to Sacramento at 10. But I have to be honest. You know, when you're taking projects, projects are suspects until proven otherwise. He's got everything going. You know, frame hasn't filled out yet. Big time rebounder. 9.6 per 40 minutes. Shoots the threes. Has all kinds of move off the dribble. But he's really, really thin. And he gets pushed around physically. You know, the comparison is to Kevin Durant. Give me a break. Kevin Durant's don't come around very often. And as of right now, defensively, he gets moved around. So even in a small forward position, which they're projecting him at the four, he's a small forward. Ain't going to happen. Come back, more NBA, more evaluations. Don't go anywhere.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Your idea here of a wrestling match here, you got 12 wrestlers around the ring, you got dancing midgets and leathers, you got your, you got everything that you've ever wanted in a match.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. Like I said, trolling down a list till we get to Pat Williams and just trying to give you a little pocket evaluation. Dennis Smith, 6'2", a little short, plays a lot higher. Fast, fast, fast. He and De'Aaron Fox, easily the two most athletic guys in the draft as far as speed. You know, again, young. NBA comparison, Baron Davis, Stevie Francis. I see a lot of Russell in him. I really do. Unafraid to go to the cup. He doesn't have the consistent motor that Westbrook has. But I think the potential is there for him to be the best player in the draft. He and De'Aaron Fox. And as good as I think Fultz is going to be, and as good as I think Lonzo can be, I think those two other guards could end up being better if it all pans out for them. With Fox, a little more consistency on the jump shot, and he'll be the best point guard to come out of the draft. With Dennis Smith, a little more consistency overall. You know, there's been questions about his motor since high school, but he's always been by far the best player on his team. And he was at North Carolina State. You know, and let's not forget, Gottfried got fired in the middle of the season. Now, here's a guy that brings you in. You're arguably the best recruit they've had since the 70s. And then he gets blown out the door midway through your season. Well, first of all, that guaranteed Smith was going to go. And he probably was anyway, but at that point in time, it was like, yep, I'm out of here. And number two, it falls into the same category. 18-year-old kid. You know, 18-year-old kid. Coach slash father figure gets pulled out from under him. And, you know, they went interim, so he was familiar with the interim coach. But it's still unsettling. And at that point in time, considering that his mind was probably made up, maybe to a degree he was playing for himself. I'm not saying he was. But at 18, and with all the circumstances around him, you really kind of can't blame him. I think Fultz falls into that category too. But I think Smith is one of those guys. And quite frankly, you know, with him sitting there and allegedly going to Minnesota at the 7-hole, which may or may not happen. You know, Thibodeau's got a lot of control up there. And he may go in a completely different direction. Like I said, I think the draft starts at 3 this year. But truthfully, if I'm Orlando at 6, he's my guy. I'm not, you could end up getting burned, but you can get burned by anybody. I'm not rolling the dice on a suspect in Jonathan Isaac. What if he ends up being 210 for his whole career? Then he's nothing. At the 8-hole, the kid Nicolina. $6'5", $190. Flew in for the draft, flying back for the championship game tomorrow. Started playing pro ball at 15. 1'5". You know. Will turn 19 in July. And he's young. You know, you got to remember in those Euro leagues, everybody over there is old. It's all veterans for the most part. In their upper leagues. Got to get a little stronger. You know, it's universal. He's one of the best international players to come out, you know, ever Well, we'll see. Knicks lucked out with Porzingis. They have projected him going there. And we'll see how it plays. Behind him, Zach Collins. You saw what he did with Gonzaga. He's a legit big man in the middle. You know, he's athletic, which you need to be as a center in this league. Plays defense. He's strong. You know, don't forget, he was backing up Karnowski. Boards in 17 minutes as a freshman. Probably could have used another year, and he gets in foul trouble. He's going to block shots, but he gets in foul trouble. And they're going to come right at him. Now, if I'm Dallas, do I take him? They could use help up front. Malik Monk's sitting there, and I like him a lot. And they got him going to Sacramento. Well, he's got great touch. He can flat out score. Little undersized for a shooting guard. The jump shot's outstanding. Little lighter than he'd like to be, but he'll grow into his body. Makes his free throws. You know, but will he be able to create with his own shot because of the fact he's pretty short? Measured 6'3.5" in his shoes. But if you need scoring, and look, if it plays out for Sacramento, well, God bless. Because they're in the 5-hole and the 10-hole. And oh, by the way, if I'm Phil, I'm talking to them. Because 5, 8, and 10 would rebuild that Knick team with the obligatory player. But if he falls to Sacramento and they get that Kentucky backcourt, they're going to be very happy. Now, on this particular mock, Lauri Markkanen is going to Charlotte, but I don't know that that's going to happen now because of the trade with Dwight Howard and the fact that they got Frank the Tank. He's 7 foot, 230, soft. Got to get stronger. Doesn't move his feet on defense. He can shoot, which is going to keep him in the league. Can make the NBA 3. And can also go past his defenders if they cover him on the outside. You know. I watched some West Coast ball with him, and I watched him in the tournament. More physical power forwards eat him up on defense. And I don't know that he can get past that. You know, fortunately on this site, they're not comparing him to Dirk. They're comparing him to Mirotic and Ryan Anderson, which I think is a more apt comparison. Now, look, if you get him and he turns out to be that, well, hell, I got no problem with that. But, you know, I've seen a couple of mocks with him going as high as the Knicks at number 8. And that's no way. No way. Then it starts getting interesting. You get guys like Donovan Mitchell, Justin Patton, the guy with all the potential out of Creighton. And there's an intriguing guy. Legit 6'11", athletic, 230 pounds. Got to get stronger, you know. Those big guys, that's how it needs to be. You grow into the body. Puts it on the floor too much. You know, and for a guy of his ability, not what you want to be doing. But certainly legit, and they have him going to Portland. I don't see Portland taking him, to be completely honest. I see them way more likely to grab a Justin Jackson or a TJ Leaf at that point. A little high for Leaf because they got him projected at 15. Now, I could see Detroit going big, man. But they got him looking at Luke Kennard. You know, who could flat out shoot? Guy fills it up. Don't play defense. Isn't strong. You know, like I said, becomes a crapshoot from top 10 on. Pat Williams on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto Joe's off today. We're joined by the great Pat Williams, Senior Vice President of the Orlando Magic, who is probably writing a book as we speak. Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Hey, good morning to you, Bob. Nice to hear from you, and always good to chat.
Oh, no question about it. Let's get right to that. Another book in the pipeline?
Yes. The next one, or one of the next ones, Bob, will be out Feb 1 of next year. It's called Coach Wooden's Forgotten Teams. And what we did was take a look at Coach Wooden's summer camps, which he ran for, I guess, 18 years. You know, thousands of youngsters came through there that were tutored by him. And nobody really knows about all that. So we tracked down some of those players. We got to some of the assistant coaches. We tracked down everybody we could find to really do a insightful study of Coach Wooden during the summertime with those campers. It's quite a story. And to see the great Coach Wooden, he was basically in retirement then, but he was still the coach. And
yeah.
It's quite a look at this man, this legendary coach. And anyway, it'll be out next winter, Feb 1. Nan Wooden, Coach Wooden's daughter, wrote the foreword for us, and we're quite excited about it.
No question about it. And I mean, he's been the subject of your books a number of times, and always fascinating, I would imagine. The draft. It certainly looks like Fultz is going to go number one. His team played to an under 300 percentage winning. Does that concern you at all?
I don't know what really that means. I guess it means that they weren't very good and weren't good enough to win in a tough conference. But there's no denying he has a tremendous amount of talent. And Philadelphia seems sold. I mean, they gave up a pick next year, I guess, which will leave them without a pick, and that's dangerous. So they must have seen something special here, and they're building a young nucleus. They've got four or five pieces now, and they feel that Fultz is the top prospect, and I underline the word prospect, Bob.
Right, right.
You guys are all prospects. They're 19 years old, and he appears, in their opinion, to be the top prospect in the draft. So we'll see, but it's a little bit of a little risky move by Philly.
Yeah, I have to be honest. I mean, if he's what they say he is, Philly's going to be contending for a championship within a couple of years, which I know you're tied to Orlando, but that still has to put a little smile on your face. Where I have the question is, what is Danny Ainge doing at this point? And I look at the progression of things. I look at they had to start to win again. He got the right coach in place. He fleeced the Nets. He's managed to put good pieces in place. But with all those draft picks that he's had, and he still has 1,000 draft picks, they haven't gotten that one guy that you seem to need in the NBA that just turns into an eternal superstar for the team for the next decade. Now, they chanced into one in Isaiah Thomas, but the last time I looked in the NBA library, the list of 5'9" point guards who have won championships doesn't exist.
Well phrased, Bob. Well, let me just say, first of all, those kinds of players you're talking about are rare. They come along maybe once every decade. That would be the answer to that. We all want one of those players, but they are not out there. And you wait patiently and hope once every 10 years you can find one. Secondly, Danny's made it very clear that he feels he can get the same player at 3 that he would have gotten at 1. And I understand that. There's a lot of similarities here. A lot of these players, you know, are all kind of equal in their own way. And you may end up at 5 with the best player in the draft over time.
Mm-hmm.
You may at 8 get the best player in the draft. We don't know. But Danny's shrewd. He's got good people around him. It'll be very, very interesting tonight, Bob, to see who he does select. You know, who is the best fit for the Celtics with the 3rd pick? Who is that guy? I'm very curious about that, to see what they do decide to do.
Well, you know, it's interesting. All the mocks seem to have Jackson going there.
Mm-hmm.
I love Tatum and his scoring ability. And, I mean, look, it's still a round ball that you have to put through a net. But Golden State has shown the game has evolved to a certain point. You have to have scorers. A lot of the game is perimeter now. Jackson does not have a jump shot at this point in his development. Mm-hmm. So I point, and people say, well, you know, he can work on his jump shot. And yeah, he can. But there's a lot more times where suspect shooters come into the league and turn out to be Marcus Smart as opposed to Steph Curry. And I would be worried about that. I would pick Tatum. They seem to be leaning towards Jackson. I guess we'll find out. Your team, however, you got all kinds of fun sitting there with five. Now, I know you're not going to give me the pick unless you really, really want to. But there's a lot of intrigue there. And you've got, as you described, some prospects sitting there yourself. And it's interesting. I love Dennis Smith. I love De'Aaron Fox. You know, I love some of the size guys. Isaac is intriguing. But new coach, new GM. How are you guys looking at this thus far?
I'll tell you what, Bob. In your next life, you ought to run a team.
I'd love to.
Yeah. You ought to just start working on it now and end up running a team one day. you've probably analyzed pretty well, you know, where we are. Our new basketball team of executives, you know, made it very clear that they're not going to draft by position. But by the best talent. And fortunately, this draft has enough depth to it.
Yeah.
That if you're picking 6 or 7, I think even 8 down to the Knicks, you're well assured of getting a good young prospect. And we're right there where we'll have to make a choice, but it's going to be a good choice, and we're going to come away with a good player. So there's reason for optimism here, and our newspaper guy, you know, makes the picks pre-picks, and he's optimistic, and so there's a sense of anticipation here in Orlando that's a good thing. We need that.
And you've had it before. I mean, you know, people forget, and they talked about Danny trading out of the number one. You got a little bit of experience with that too, don't you?
Well, we go back. You got to go back a while, Bob, to 1993, when we, in a miracle, had won our second draft lottery. This was the Chris Webber draft.
Right.
And so it was just anticipated that we would have Shaq and Chris Webber as our front line for a decade. However, there was one alternative here, and that was a young guy named Penny Hardaway. And Penny refused to accept the fact that he was not going to be selected. And he kept hammering on our door. It's the darndest thing I've ever seen, first time I've ever seen this. He kept calling and saying, I'll come back down, give me another workout, I'm your guy. And the day before the draft, darn if he didn't come back down. Now, you could never do that today. They're all up in New York.
Yeah.
But he comes down. We arrange a workout, a full court, skins and shirts, and Penny put on a show for an hour. Oh, did he put on a show. And we completely reversed our thinking, got a hold of the Warriors, who had been pestering us for weeks that they wanted Weber or Sean Bradley, and would give us 3 future first if we'd flip-flop. And so we agreed to do it. And so we take Weber on draft night, and then come back out later and announce there's been a trade. Our fans were hushed. They loved Weber.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and now comes the news that we have sent Weber to Golden State. We received the 3rd pick, Penny Hardaway. And for that exchange, the Warriors give the Magic 3 future first-round picks. So we felt great. We'd got our man. 3 future first to do it. Our fans, however, Bob, were not happy.
Oh, they were
upset. They were in a frenzy. But as it turns out, we felt that having a great big man and a great out-court guy, you know, was probably the best bet to win titles. People forget how good Penny was.
He was a marvelous
player, and unfortunately, his career was cut short with knee injuries. It's really, really very sad. But he was something. He was a great, great young talent. And he and Shaq for a few years were, it was Showtime America. Those two guys were something.
Yeah, they truly were. You know, the thing about Penny, and you know, again, people think that sports started 6 years ago. You know, he hit his stride in his second year. I mean, he was averaging 21 points a game in his second year, and then I guess it was 98, or actually 97, when he first hurt the knee and then, you know, hurt it again. And
yeah, go ahead.
I mean, he was so good. And I've often scratched my head and wondered, because he still had a 13-year career, but I wonder how and when, whether or not Shaq would have bolted had Penny been healthy and you guys were able to put a championship together, because you guys were, you were right on the cusp of the having that happening, and just talk about bad luck.
Well, I think when Shaq left, it put an extra burden on Penny that I don't think he was designed to handle. He was Tonto to the Lone Ranger, and filled that role beautifully. But after Shaq left, Penny had to step up and be everything. And I think we asked too much of him. We had to, though. We had no choice. And then his knees began to go. Interesting that he did hang in there. You know, he loved to play, and he kept playing. You know, he was never the same, but had his moments. You know, had some good moments. He went to Phoenix and then ended up in New York, and he was kind of a journeyman at that point. But he loved to play.
Yeah.
But he's doing well. He lives in Memphis and coaches a youth team there, and we see him from time to time.
Your guy, Dwight Howard.
Well, oh boy! Oh boy!
Yet another team, and I mean, at this point in his career, he's pretty much in the way on offense. And I've got you for about another 90 seconds. I feel bad for the guy. From all accounts, he's just a great guy, but it just hasn't worked out for him. I mean, nobody's going to hold a charity auction for him, but now he's a basketball vagabond, and it must be difficult for you to see.
Well, I think back to the time when Dwight was contemplating leaving here, and our owner Rich DeVos made a statement. He said, "Dwight, there is no guarantee that the love you've got here will go with you, you know, in other cities. No guarantee at all that that's going to happen. Here, you're adored, you're loved, you can have a full career here, and always have a home, always be valued." Just think about that, Dwight. Think about it, because it doesn't automatically go with you. Boy, that was prophetic, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sure was.
And now, here is Dwight. He does not have a basketball. You know, I'm thinking about him, 10, 20 years from now. He doesn't have a basketball home. He has no place to go. He can't go and be celebrated anywhere. It's, gosh... And we kept preaching and telling him, Dwight, can't you see? But he couldn't, you know. Somehow or other, somebody got to him and said, you got to do this, and you got to go here, and you got to do all these different things to be truly valued. And sad story, Bob. Sad story about a great player, you know, who had a celebrated career, but on the other side of his career, he's bouncing around a lot. And that's hard to watch.
Pat, PatWilliams.com, correct? Pat Williams on Facebook, and books all over the place, especially on Amazon.
That's all correct, Bob. I'm so glad we can visit. Have a good day, and enjoy the draft. We'll all be watching tonight.
Likewise. You know you're welcome back anytime. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Bob. All the best. Bye-bye.
Pat Williams here in the attack. Step aside. You know, draft tonight, going to be a lot of fun. And we'll be talking about it tomorrow as well. I'm Bob Black. This is The Attack.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, thanks to Pat for coming on board. As always, we're going to duck out of here pretty quick. Two things I know. Markelle Fultz will be number one, and Lonzo Ball will be number two, unless the Lakers trade out. And if that ends up being the case, well, we'll have an entirely different discussion tomorrow. That's it for the Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. For everybody here, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.